ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। This is chapter is closing, I mean coming to end today. Ya sadhya eta bhagavat priyana ja sadhya bhagavat priyana पांडो सुतना इति संप्रयाणाम् पांडो सुतना इति संप्रयाणाम् सीनोति अलम् सस्तयनम् पवित्रम् सिनति अलम सस्त्यानम पवित्रम लब्धा हरौ भक्तिम उपैति सिद्धि भक्ता हरौ भक्तिम उपैति सिद्धि चध्यायत भगवत प्रियानां पांडो सुता नामीति संपायनम् सिनोति अलं सस्तनं पवित्रम् लब्धा हरौ भक्तिम उपैति सिद्धिम् जा सत्यै तद्भगवत् प्रियानां पांडो सुतनामीति संप्रायनम् सिनोति अलं सस्तनं पवित्रं लब्धा हरौ मुक्तं उपैति सिद्धिं जस्यै तद्भगवत्प्रियानां पांडो सुतानमीति संप्रयाणम् सिनोति अलं सस्तनं पवित्रम् लब्धा हरौ मुक्तं भक्तिं उपैति सिद्धिम् प्लीज ट्राई Yes, Mataji. No, then Mr.
Thank you. from the chair.
Yes. Yeah. Anyone who Sadhya with devotion Eta this Bhagavat Priyanam of those who are very dear to the personality of Godhead. Pandu, of Pandu, Sutana, of the sons, Hiti, Das, Samprayanam, departure for the ultimate goal. Sinoti, hears, Alam, only, Sastranam, good fortune, Pavitram, perfectly pure, Labdha, by obtaining, Haro, unto the Supreme Lord, Bhaktim, devotional service, Upaiti, gains, Siddhim, perfection. Translation. Responsibly. The subject of the departure of the sons of Pandu for the ultimate goal of life, back to Godhead, is fully auspicious and is perfectly pure. Therefore, anyone who hears this narration with devotional faith certainly gains the devotional service of the Lord, the highest perfection of life. You see how easily available what you are wanting. Do you want, that is, Krishna is seeing, or your pendulum of your mind? No, I want that. Okay, stay there. So nice. That is, I say, with devotional faith, it matters a lot, it's not mechanical. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is a narration about the personality of Godhead. And the devotees of the Lord, like the Pandavas, the narration of the personality of Godhead and his devotee is absolute in itself. And thus, to hear it with a devotional attitude is to associate with the Lord. And constant companion of the Lord, by the process of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one can attain the highest perfection of life. Namely, who will tell? Going back to Godhead. The question is, do we want going back to God? Or do we want to stay here? I'd like to enjoy. Back to Godhead. Who was said twice in divine way. Going back home, that means it is not home. Everybody is thinking it is home. We say back to Godhead, that is real home. Without failure. So emphatic. The thing is, it is actually, Prabhupada once says, very easy to go back to Godhead. It could be difficult, depending on attitude. what attitude you are listening. Very important. That's what he said. Susu, how we should listen? Saddhadhanas. Susu. Very what susu means? Very eager, with rapt attention, he listens what saintly person say. We may not be saintly, just. But at least Sutta Goswami is saintly, Sukadeva is saintly. Very important if we become eager. This Srimad Bhagavatam is non-divine from Krishna. We are associating with Krishna. But do you believe? This Brahmin is talking. We are also becoming Brahmin. But when you go in front of the deity, what is our attitude? Are you praying? What you are praying? The deity is talking, the pure devotee. There's a Brahmin, two Brahmin stories there. Prabhupada says, these two Brahmins are pure devotees. They may be Brahmin. Here, so many bhakta there. May be Brahmin, may not, or beyond that. Are we pure? The deity will be talking. It will be going with him. Because of his attitude. He was asked, who is your witness? That he, this other Brahmin gave his daughter to you, promised to give his daughter to you in marriage. Well, yes. He's very simple at heart. Yes. Who is the eyewitness? Yeah, Krishna. And other guy who is a atheist, his would-be brother-in-law. His brother-in-law? His wife's, would-be wife's brother, is his brother-in-law? What do you call in English? Brother-in-law? He said, oh, this guy is a nut. How can stone deity can talk or even walk to give witness? Okay, okay, you bring. Actually, he went back. He didn't want, he's a poor man, he didn't want to marry him, her. But he told, don't talk in front of the deity, you don't know, committing offense. Spiritual life is like a razor edge. You don't take it seriously, you have to pay a high price. But if you take seriously, you get a good result, very good. And he went. And he's talking to the deity. Some may think mad. Actually, one should go and in front of the deity, usually devotees pray. Some disciple ask one saintly person, delivering people throughout the world, what you pray? He said, I pray so that I don't become victim of Maya. We shouldn't think I have become this, become that. No? Prema bhakti ja hoite. You have got prema bhakti? Avidya vina. Then you are released from Maya. As long as not that, still some chance there. We have experience, we can see. History repeats. Of course, Krishna rewards everybody according to his service. So, susu, suddhadhanas. Prabhupada wrote, with rapt attention, eagerly one should hear Krishna katha. Suddhadhanas. Complete faith. And then what happened? Vasudeva katha ruchi. You develop taste. Sometimes devotees seem to be hearing more and more and forget their bodily demand. Next there is another seva. Maybe there is little enjoyment also there. But it's a very good sign. That means I like Krishna katha. Very good. We can ask ourselves, do I like Krishna katha? You like, at the same time, like other things. Then there is adulterated. Pendulum going this way or also that way. What is that? See, here Mataji gave me what Prabhupada gave lecture on Rath Yatra. So time is short. I don't want to say anything. But the result, what will be? Here Srimad Bhagavatam saying, it reminds me, Prabhupada once said, I have given enough for self-realization. Simply read one book of mine, Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. Read it again, digest it, act accordingly. Go back to God. It just depends on us. That's why he is giving the assurance. Therefore, anyone who hears this narration with devotional faith, not only said faith, with devotional faith, certainly gains devotional service of the Lord. We are in Tulsi Arati, I find. What we should pray, the Tulsi Arati tells very nicely. Tulsi Krishna Payasi Namo Namo Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Eyo Bilasi. It's not easy to get Radha Krishna Seva. Jeto Maro Sarano Lai. She is very dear. If somebody surrenders to Tulsi Devi, surrenders to also pure devotee. That means act accordingly, what he says. Taro bancha purno hai, his desire is fulfilled. Kipakori karo tare Vrindavanavasi. We may go with money. I feel like going now to Vrindavan. I'm hearing. It's getting cool. And one day, one devotee, who was old disciple, Mataji, she's crying like anything, profusely. She came for some time, maybe 1 month or so, talked to old devotees. And before leaving, she is talked to one sannyasi. I don't feel like leaving. So nice, full of chanting, dancing. Here also going on. Evening, so much chanting, dancing. And Krishna is watching. Who is enjoying this? Well, chanting, dancing, and really he is relishing. He is in Vrindavan. Vrindavan means like that, spontaneous. But others may be finding, relishing something else. Material. Who knows? Don't mind. Maybe watching entertainment. Nobody is watching. He may be seeing nobody is watching. Krishna is watching. Sarvasya chaham hiri sannivishtam. There is another who was saying television. And if your devotee is seeing Vrindavan within the television of his heart, Premanjana Churita, Bhakti Vilochane, he has got there. He has got anointment. What is it called? Anointment? Of love, bhakti, fear of. He can see within his heart Krishna going to tend the cows, Radharani, cooking, nothing nice. Madhubanga, pinching Krishna's ladu, and so nice. Mother Yashoda dressing Krishna. And say, oh, Krishna, hurry up. Mother Yashoda, take it easy. Okay, you come and help. And Krishna taking stick and beating him. Hey, stop! Mother Yashoda is telling Krishna, why are you beating him? Krishna is trying to tease him. I've got so much fun. Do you want to enjoy there? Do you want to join Krishna? Radharani, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba? This is actual reality. But since we are impure, sometimes we may not have faith, just mechanically doing. But one is advanced, complete conviction he has got, no doubt about it. Their chance is there. Blue signal, yes, back to God. And she is asking to read some of the Ratha Jataka. We will read. What Prabhupada is saying. Very easy, Prabhupada is saying. Sometimes people don't believe, so easily you can go back to God. Kali Yuga, nobody is doing interested about Krishna consciousness. Of course, most of us here are very fortunate, very, very fortunate, most fortunate, Prabhupada is saying. Make it so simple, Prabhupada, to go back to God. But those who are taking this opportunity, availing, they are more fortunate, most fortunate. Jayananda Babu might have gone. You can follow Jayananda. And she's profusely crying like anything. And Sanasi asked, why are you crying?
I don't feel like, you are fortunate here. I go there once a week, somebody coming to the temple. Most of the day, pants, this is life. Vrindavan means everyday festival, everyday Ratha Yatra, like thing. I'm just repeating what Prabhupada said. If you enjoy the natural, really you test it, you enjoy it, you will detest other things, material pleasure, enjoyment, recreation. We can ask ourselves. It requires appreciation. That's why Vrindavan Thakur said, Sadhu Sanghe Hari Naam, one of the 10 constitutional points of ISKCON is, one is, was always stay with the sadhu, especially more advanced than you, at least equal to you, so that you can make advancement. So, only half time gone, half I allot for Ratha Yatra. Okay? So you know, Prabhupada commented, that little poor boy, Brahmin, Prabhupada said, he is a pure devotee. And that other Brahmin, old one, he is also good. The other Brahmin, he is in a dilemma, he doesn't know what to do. His wife is telling, you know, that I will commit suicide if you give my daughter, because mother and son always have affinity. Mother is attached to son is attached to mother. They have got conspiracy there. Let father, he is telling, the son is telling father, mother, you tell, I will commit suicide and I will also chase that guy with a stick. I don't want to give my sister to this poor Brahmin from other village. This is a common thing I know in India. I mean, father sometimes discuss, because he one day may die, so son has to deal with sister and brother-in-law, future. So ask his opinion. It's natural. Naturally, they want equal status. This guy is poor. But sometimes father thinks, no, he's a nice boy, he's like my son. Without asking, whole pilgrimage prayer, you know that story, huh? Two Brahmin story, everybody knows? Yes? Story of two Brahmin going for pilgrimage from somewhere, South India, Vidyanagar, to so many places, Gaya, Kashi, Vrindavan, stopped in Vrindavan. All the way in those days, there is no, they are ordinary people. One of them, this Brahmin, they walk easier. And so, all the time in India it is common. Because they come from cultured family. They think this man, this is my father says, he is helping him, serving him. Naturally, he captivates the heart of the old man. And later on, old man thinks, look, my son. He is doing so many things for me. I want to give my daughter, make relation with him. But he said, no, it's not practical. Why in front of GT, you told all these things? I did. You are an elderly person like my father. No. I also want to do for you. It's natural. In front of GT, you are promising all these things. You have to keep your promise. You're committing. Then man thought, he said, I don't want your daughter, but you shouldn't have said. Then later on, he said, no. He said, you may say like that, but your family member may not like me. I come from a poor family. Same thing happened. One day he went to remind him. His son treated him very badly. Who are you? Because they come from rich family, or he come from a poor, from a nearby village, neighboring village. Then there was a dispute and local village leader came. What happened? Then the son and mother acted in such a way. Then they are elected. Then the old Brahmin is thinking. He is saying, okay, he is praying to the Lord. My dear Lord, you can do that which is difficult. What is difficult? Difficult is so that my wife doesn't do anything nonsense, like committing suicide, and the son is trying to chase that boy. But the boy is a very nice boy. I like to give my son, my daughter to that, hand to that boy. He may be a little poor, so what? So both things happen. They don't do anything undesirable,
my wife and create trouble this my son. At the same time, I keep my promise to that boy so that he can get married to my daughter. And by God's grace, same thing happened. That boy went back. The village people said, we don't know. His son said, the old man's son said, this guy must have gave my father something and he was intoxicated, he might have said or may not, and he did so many things. Oh, you hear it? The village people don't know who to believe. So they say, you have got witness what he said? As you are saying, demanding? He said, yeah, who is the witness? Can you bring the witness? Yeah. How many persons can tell like that? He's so simple, that Brahman. And he went back to Vrindavan. Can you bring? Yeah. He went back. And old Brahmin son thinking, these guys, number one, how the deity can come? And how the deity can talk again? He went back. His faith is such, he's talking to the deity. At some point, deity started answering. And he says, I understand what you say, but I am stone deity, how can I walk? Baba says, devotees are very intelligent. Sumedhasa. So, the Brahmin said, if stone deity can talk, why not can walk? Exactly like that, Prabhupada explained. Then he said, okay, I agree with you, I will go to give witness. You every day cook this much rice and offer me 1 kg rice and I will follow you. Now how do I know? He said, you will hear my ankle bells, sound of my ankle bells, then you will know I am following you. But if you look at me, then I am. It so happened, and he took him up to that village, their village, near their village, near the field. At some point he's thinking, he became very little impatient. Last point. So I'm not hearing for some time the sound of the ankle bell. Suddenly turned. He said, I won't go, and stop. But by the seeing in the middle of the field, big deity, he may be trying to shout and make a shout. Then it is echoing. And the village people came to see. Hurry! How in the middle of the field is huge deity is standing. If you want to see, it is not story. Still the deity is there. It's called Sakshi Gopal. Gopal who came to give witness. Still if you go to Jagannath Puri, one station before, 10 kilometers, the deity is still there. In the temple. You can see that. This deity has got many other wonderful stories. Time is running out. We read about Jagannath. Another day we may talk about this nice pastime of Lord Jagannath. These things always go on. Still the deities of Jagannath or Mahaprabhu or other deities sometimes have their pastime. Depending on time, circumstance and person, they reveal and to please, being pleased with the devotee sometimes. Recently, not very far, let us say some fresh Jagannath pastime. By here, one of the Jagannath Bhakta is saying, just a few days ago I went, not far from here, village, Rajapur, and we are having prasad and having discussion. And he said, Jagannath, some time back, devotees, whole village, 2-3 villages, all bathing Jagannath. Sometimes with too much water, it could have some effect. Just a human being, and God also does something. So it so happened, we are just opening the curtain and telling something. So, at night, a few days gone, now Jagannath, in Anavasad, this is Jagannath pastime, so we are telling Rath Yatra. What happened? Jagannath, on show, inside his stage. What Jagannath is doing, people may think, devotees, one who is in touch with Jagannath is divine. He may be doing another thing. Every day, Jagannath taking every day, pachyam, his Ayurvedic medicine, very delicious. Some drink, some with butter, rock candy, cheese, very nice. And devotee takes prasad also nice. There are so many other things also nice. What nice? A Jagannath. Now he's sick, some may think, what is this Jagannath? But actually it is. How? What happened? If we are sick, what happened? Jagannath does that. So some days ago, before Jagannath appearing, I am okay. So at night, one day, when Jagannath is coming to in front of everybody, I am now okay. Before that, few days before, one night, devotee is sleeping, 12 o'clock. The guard opened the gate. He feels something uneasy. So let me check out. And going to Jagannath temple compound, going near Jagannath, he is hearing, somebody feeling uneasiness, as if he is shivering in cold, some fever. What is that? Where from it is coming? Go near Jagannath. What is called? Temple's interior, near the wall, near the curtain and door. What is that? Who is inside? Only Jagannath is there. He's getting scared. He go backside, run away. Who is doing that? He's all locked up. Run to tell others. The others came. Same sound. Run away. Jagannath might be shivering in cold fever. That Jagannath is not very far from here. You can go from today. This is called Rajapur Jagannath. Non-defined from Jagannath. The spiritual world in this earth, Jagannath Puri is doing this pastime just a few nights ago. It's revealed by one of his bhakta in his hearing. If you are fortunate, you may have dream. So, that is what he said. Akuno sei lila kore gaurai. Still, the Lord's pastime is going on. Like a Madhavendapuri is coming. To Madhavendapuri, Krishna 5,000 years ago gone. How come? He comes to Madhavendapuri in disguise as a little boy and feed him milk. And then again come in a dream and the deity is still there. Digging up near Govinda Kunda, you go to Rajasthan, Udaipur, near Sinaji is still there, that deity. Bring more, Boga, Avari. Just that village is still there, bring more, it's called, the village is called Anayol. Bring more. You go there, Vrindavan, Anayol. So wonderful. The devotees relish all these things, so nice. The other people cannot see. They say, owl, if you show the owl, look, the sun is rising, beautiful. Owl, I have got big eyes, why don't you see owl? The people are like that, like owl. There is one bird, it's called that. Most of the materialists are like owl. The devotees, they, in the light, as you can see the sun, the sunlight, it appears. So, then they, sun like Krishna comes within the heart of the devotee, he can see Krishna. Either in a dream or like that experience. Krishna being pleased with the service. Okay, I show it. Maybe. But this is also about Jagannath. Let's see what Prabhupada says in the lecture. So many Jagannath's pastime. So nice. Jagannath still is cut out. Jackfruit, very nice story. I will tell another thing. Very nice. Rath Yatra, they say, Mataji gives very nice to read. Prabhupada saying, the British Empire expanded by military strength, and we are expanding by Rath Yatra. British, they say, sun never sets, only rising. Now, Jagannath Rath going everywhere. This is also to the ISKCON,
Rathyatra Vijay, sun never also set. You see so many, always festival going on. Either this part of the other part of the world. So, and Prabhupada said, we are expanding by Rathyatra. We are expanding our empire. ISKCON empire. There is a saying, once one senator of most superpower country saying, the way the Hare Krishna is expanding, I think they will want to take over this country. Prabhupada said, see the impact of Hare Krishna movement on this country. The way it was spreading. I remember early days, we used to discuss, I still remember, 1970, early 70s, devotees were discussing, do you know, we will take over the whole world. Prabhupada said, Krishna can give us in 16 days, 18 days, because 18 chapter of Bhagavad Gita. But Krishna is thinking whether you can maintain it properly. He can give, but you are not qualified. So he is testing. Also, you misuse, Krishna may want to take away. So we should be responsible. So, devotees, east, mist, wet, west, singing, dancing, chanting. I knew that. Prabhupada used to say, is Krishna consciousness means chanting, dancing, feasting. Chanting, dancing, feasting. You come early in the morning, take bath, chant, dance in front of the street. Do your japa. Listen Harikatha. Go out for chanting, dancing in the street. London, Paris, New York, Sydney. Chant, dance, distribute. Magazine, prasad. People may say, hey, you guys are crazy. Get a job. Come on, man. They don't care. Some people say, we didn't see you long time. I go some country, they say, we didn't see you long time. You guys are goodies, jolly fellows. Why didn't you come? And even in the bar, you know, public bar, these guys come down and join with chanting, dancing. They say, come, go inside. And I remember, in Christchurch, sometimes 1 o'clock we are going, someday, holiday. This guy come with us in the courtyard. And chanting, dancing, when they little overdo, touching the devotees, men, women, then we run. Of course, inside the problem, they become purified, they like it. Prabhupada, yes, we introduce 3 chariots in big, big cities and conquer them. I remember once some policeman said, this old man, your leader, you ask him stop, it's a traffic jam. You know, going through from Marble Arch, that 1972 or 73, I was there, 72, 74. Prabhupada was dancing. He was, hey, who is in the rat? Come down, he asked the sannyasi. I don't want to mention the name. He was playing Midangas. Some other there, one or two, maybe ladies, they're taking care of it. Prabhupada didn't tell them anything. Others chanting, dancing in the street. At some point, some of the well-known street of posh area of London, Hilton Hotel, Rochester or some all famous hotels. I won't say demigod, but people from the balcony watching. And Prabhupada is dancing. And the devotees. And the Trafalgar Square, before arriving Trafalgar Square, the Queen's Palace by the side going. And Trafalgar Square coming. Where is the Trafalgar Square talking? Nelson Column. There's an ocean of people. Ocean. Police is saying, hey, ask him, stop. The next time they told Prabhupada, they said, no, there is a traffic jam, this, that, you know, we have to stop your this Rath Yatra or make small Rath. Prabhupada said, what? No small Rath. This is Lord of the universe. They cannot stop it. 1 year did, Prabhupada came. I see, we stop. No, small Rath, big Rath. Then again, big Rath started. Prabhupada said, they don't know. This is Lord of the universe. They cannot stop him. I remember I was there. Prabhupada was telling, London, very place. So much joy. Devotees are in ecstasy, running. All boys, girls, they're running. It's not very far, Nelson's, the Trafalgar Square from our very place. You can just run. I can envision. It's just the Tottenham Court Road, Charing Cross Road. Run through the Leicester Square shortcut alleys. Now we have got. Somewhere, a little nearer, it's called. We used to have hide and seek with the police. Police chase us and run through the alleys and jump in one of our vehicle and go to another area of London. Earls Court, or King Street, Chelsea, all the... It's so fun, so much. Actually, police are not that much disliked us. The magistrate will release, I said. Let him go. They are doing good work, I think. And even police will buy books. When they take us to the police station, we start preaching to them or chanting. What is this book? Ishopunishad. They take, are all book gone. Those are really wonderful, I must say. We knew street chanting, book distribution, prasadam distribution, that is our life. And our sadhana. And mostly chanting, dancing, actually. Raja, devotee, say, rival to Nelson's column. Then Prabhupada said, they admitted, rival to Nelson's column. We found next day Prabhupada was so joyful and ecstatic. Prabhupada said, hey, Prabhupada, you see, what is that? In the, one of the most famous newspaper of London, maybe the second next to Time, Guardian, front page on top, big Nelson column and Roth is standing. So Prabhupada said, they admitted, rival to Nelson column in Guardian, even. So, who is strong enough? We are stronger than the British Empire. Simply by Rath Yatra, we are conquering. And actually, that is being done. What strength do I have? 40 rupees in the beginning, Bhagavad. Indian government gave him $3. What 40 rupees? Just on 1 hour it will go by bus ride here and there in New York. Simply Hare Krishna and Rath Yatra. That's all. That is fact. So nice. Prabhupada's Rath Yatra, many lecture there. Now, I have restricted the doctor to too much speaking. Somebody can read a good English? One English devotee? Huh? No? Thursday, July 2nd, Rath Yatra Festival, 1970, San Francisco. Before that, Lord Jagannath begins at Rath Yatra Car Festival of the Jagannath, disappearance of Swarup Damodar, today also. Wednesday, July 1st. So this one, Chaitanya Chaitanya, Moddalila. The next day, see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates got up in the dark, attentively took their early morning baths. They then went to see the ceremony, Pandu Vijay. During the ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne, gets up onto the car. King Pratapruddha in person, as well as his entourage, allowed the Pandu Vijay ceremony to be seen by all associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maybe, read, time is limited, seems like 7 minutes. Maybe read both. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his prominent devotees, Advaita, Nityananda, others, were very happy to observe how Lord Jagannath began Rath Yatra, the very strongly built Daita's carrier of the Jagannath deity. He's strong. Were as powerful as a drunken elephant. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. While carrying the deity of Jagannath, some of the Daitas took hold of the shoulders of the Lord. Some caught his lotus feet. The Lord Jagannath deity was bound at the waist by a strong, thin rope made of silk. From two sides, you can see, you can watch in TV, of course. Every year some devotees from different part of India or outside India, they come. Even ISKCON devotees. Sometimes even the king, ISKCON devotee and other sampradaya, Vaishnava sampradaya, the king, he sometimes invites in his house, give them prasad after. ISKCON devotee also goes. From two sides, the Daitas caught hold of this rope, raised the deity, strong, popped up cotton pads called tulis, were spread out from the throne to the car. the heavy deity of Lord Jagannath was carried from one pillow-like pad to the next by the Doitas, while the Doitas carried the heavy Jagannath deities from one pad to the next. Some of the pad broke. The cotton contents floated into the air. When they broke, they made a heavy cracking sound. Lord Jagannath is the maintainer of the whole universe. Who can carry him from one place to another? However, the Lord moves by his personal will just to perform his pastime. Every time he performs his pastime. Even, I know, there are some people are not allowed to go inside Jagannath, but this is the time they can see Jagannath. Even next day, I know, after Rath Yatra, you go early in the morning where Rath is standing, other side, near Gundicha. You can climb up and touch Jagannath and rest. My devotee Lord, I went near Nishinga temple and Gundicha. Very early you have to go. Nobody is there. While the Lord was transported from the throne to the car, tumultuous sounds were made on various musical instruments. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting Manima, Manima, but he could not be heard. The word Manima is used to address a respectable person in Orisha. Mani means jewel, and Manima means respectable person. Lord Jagannath was being respectfully addressed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way. While the Lord was being carried from the throne to the car, King Pratapruddha personally engaged in Lord's service by cleaning the road with a broom that had a golden handle. The king sprinkled the road with sandalwood scented water. Although he was the owner of the royal throne, he engaged in menial service for the sake of Lord Jagannath. Although the king was the most exalted, respectable person, still he accepted menial service for the Lord. He therefore became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. Upon seeing king engaged in such a menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. I saw many times. Prabhupada will be, anybody come to join ISKCON, if Prabhupada knows, he said, what service you can do? The ISKCON service is very important. Service to Krishna means service, associating with Krishna. That's good. It is said, even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, some big political leader came to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur asking some critical thing to answer, question from the Vedic literature. He said, I'm busy. No, I cannot go to others who can answer this question. He said, no, my boys are there. Inside the mart, they are serving. Anybody serve? He can know. All will be solved. Question. Because God is within our heart, Lord, He will tell you. Okay. See others, I am a little busy. You saw the same thing they are doing. Oh. He said, why will you ask these boys to answer this question? They said, we are busy. Again. Then he thought, he will do service. You can do some service. Okay. He did something. After some time, he is going out. The Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, what happened to your question? And I got the answer. Big guy. At that time. Indian politician. It is said, the king Indradumna, who established the temple, Jagannath, thousands of years ago, later took birth again in his own family as Maharaj Pratapruddha during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, Pratapruddha Maharaj, who belonged to the dynasty of Ganga kings, was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who hears the description of the Car festival will attain Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will also attain the elevated state by which he will have firm conviction in devotional service and love of God. 1 minute. What do you say? maybe. Devotees today, whole day is there to read. Madhalila, you'll find, especially this book, you read one chapter. There are all these, Harchaitanya, how he is dancing, how the devotees come from Bengal every year, nearly about 400, with Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, and other associates, led by, arranged by Sivananda. From here to Jagannathpur is nearly either 400 kilometers or miles. And in those days they'll be walking or crossing the river by boat. And Sivananda Sen once delivered, even but by his wish, of course, desire, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even a dog delivered. So, what to speak? Why not us? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is delivering tigers, bears, rabbits, deers through the forest of Jharkhand. Why not us? Prabhupada is delivering the whole world. So we can take this opportunity. Today so many places of the earth. Habibpur, Sarupgarh, Calcutta, Mahesh, so many places. And especially ISKCON Rath seems to be in the limelight, in the television, in the radio, newspaper. So we are fortunate. We are inspiring people. And Krishna said, one who preaches this Krishna consciousness, nobody can be so dear to him than that person. So that is where, that means his devotee. The Prabhupada is very dear, and if you follow Prabhupada's footprint, we become dear. Just as Jayananda, Prabhupada said, he used to build the rath. Prabhupada said, put Jayananda's picture, one painting of Jayananda in every rath. Are you doing? I don't know. I hope we are doing. This way you can please Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, celebrate his appearance, disappearance. Both? One of them. You can see how Prabhupada likes it. And any of us could be like that, irrespective of our position, designation, status in Varnashram. Just service. True service. Once Prabhupada was asked in Krishna's greatest devotee, Radharani Chapian, Prabhupada didn't talk anything about, what shall I talk? He didn't tell about nothing. He said, but then you sometimes say about Krishna, what about Radharani? What it means? It's a Radha word, comes from devotional service, Aradhana. Aradhana, Radha. He is the embodiment of devotional service. She is the embodiment of devotional service, Radharani. That means how service is so important in Krishna consciousness, you can see. So everybody meditates on Radha Krishna, especially lotus feet of Krishna's dearest devotee. Her lotus feet. Her mercy. Then Krishna recommends. Radharani recommends. Krishna, here is your devotee. I know, I don't know how to serve you. And at once Krishna accepts. Yeah? Nodding, approving. Okay, time is short. We read some of the bottom line, shall we? In next lecture, Prabhupada San Francisco 1970, at the end, bottom line is written. He is the ornament of the head of Lord Brahma. His eyes are like the full blown petals of a lotus. He resides on the Nilachal hill, and his lotus feet are placed on the heads of the Anantadev. Lord Jagannath is overwhelmed by the mellows of love, and he becomes joyful in embracing
of the body. Prabhupada, whatever he says, Srimati Radharani, which is like a cool pond. May that Jagannath Swami be the object of my vision. Prabhupada's lecture. Shall I have a quick rundown? Already 4 minutes extra gone. Lecture 7470, San Francisco Rathyatra, July 2nd, Thursday. Prabhupada's lecture goes like this. My dear boys and girls, I thank you very much for your kindly receiving me to serve you. This Rathyatra festival is part of our Krishna consciousness movement. Thanks. This Krishna consciousness movement was started by Lord Krishna 5,000 years ago on the Battle of Kurukshetra, on the field of the Battle of Kurukshetra, on the field of the battle, on the field of the battlefield. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra in the shape of Bhagavad Gita. So when Krishna was present, once upon a time, there was a solar eclipse. At that time, Krishna, along with his elder brother, Balaram, and his younger sister, Subhadra, come from Dwaraka to Kurukshetra. The inhabitants of Vrindavan also came on this occasion. Because they were suffering out of too much separation from Krishna, they came to see him there. At that time, you can go from Delhi, when you go to Delhi, you can go, take a train, or if you have got car, 5 hours, Kurukshetra. You have got a small temple, you can stay. 2-story or 3-story building. Now they want to want big building, near where Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. Yes, from here to Brahmachari building, like that, a distance. Maybe little less. I went there many times, 5-6 times. It is smaller than Vrindavan town, I mean houses and all this. The area in terms of area bigger than Dwaraka. But Dwaraka has got at least some building, but Kurukshetra not so many. But it's very spread out, neat, clean. And Radharani and gopis pulling Krishna, Subhadra and Balaram, that very spot, there is a big pond, lake, where gopis took bath. Krishna, Krishna's queens, all these people there. Devotees still now in solar eclipse from different part of India, they go there, very neat and clean. Very nice, well guarded there for ladies, nice arrangement. It's all covered. Because India, there is a particular system, the ladies separate, covered. And there's an island, you can go by a bridge, and there the deities are there, temple. And our temple is not very far. Gauriamath just on the bank. Another temple. Our temple may be walking 10 minutes walk in the town. It's a little bit off. Huge lake. The lake was started by maybe Parshuram. And whole Kurukshetra, you can go different area by car, by rickshaw. There's a museum also where other things happen. Where Jarabharata was going to be chopped in Kali, in front of that place there, where the dacoits. The place is there, Bhishma was sitting in a arrow of beds. Bed of arrows. And Arjun, he wanted water, drinking Ganga water. Duryodhana brought ordinary water, and Arjun shoot an arrow, and Ganges water came on, falling in his mouth. That pond is there, small. You can go and drink water. Now they put a huge 3-story height Hanuman standing there. And other places also there, pastime places. Can't remember. Maybe. Some not yet discovered what happened where. Like that. So what's going? From the station, you take a rickshaw, it's not very far. All these places. Prabhupada wanted from the Deputy Prime Minister. He had a plan there. He said, not exact Prabhupada called, I was sitting there. Prabhupada said, I want the place Krishna was telling Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. that still is there. Exact spot, Shankaracharya said, this is the spot. They made a tourist spot there. Nice small lakes, fountain, bridges. It's called Jyotishar. Because by the impersonal is done, they gave this name, Jyotishar. Jyoti means, you know, effulgence, like a knowledge. And like that. So, there is a deity of Krishna, and there is a marble made in a glass case. This size is bigger than that glass case. Krishna in a chariot and Arjuna and speaking to him. Big deity. And there's a very old, here they are, Shankaracharya found that place. There's an old Akshay Bhat, very old banyan tree there, just by this side. Very old, maybe from that time, they say. Maybe from the shoot. If you've got chance, you can visit anytime. Very nice place. Place of pilgrimage. Many dharamshala there, you can stay. Many sampradaya. But not that big as Vrindavan. Area is big, not many houses, except the, where our temple is. It's congested. Lots of shops, like Lai Bazaar. So when Krishna was present, once upon a time there was a solar eclipse, and at that time Krishna along with elder brother Balaram, younger sister Subhadra came from Dwaraka to Kurukshetra. The inhabitants of Vrindavan also came on this occasion because they are suffering from too much separation from Krishna. They came to see him. At the same time, the beloved Radharani was very afflicted. She said, "You are the same Krishna, and I am the same Radharani, but the place is divine, Kurukshetra. It is not Vrindavan. Therefore, I wish that you come with me to Vrindavan and let us enjoy our previous life. This is the ecstasy of the residents of Vrindavan. This festival celebration celebrates this meeting." This detail is here. All this sloka, very nice. And Prabhupada's explanation. I thought I will read. Time didn't permit. You can read today when you have time. Madhya Lila, volume 5. This picture. I had the marking also. Nearly about page 200. Yeah, 188, 80. You start and read all this. Somewhere. The Jagannath deity, what Prabhupada said, was established by King Indradumna more than 3,000 years ago. He had asked Vishwakarma to curb the deity of Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra. There was a time limit. Vishwakarma agreed only in his if his work was not disturbed. Only then will he curb the deities. So the door was closed. The king was very anxious, for the temple was to be established very soon. He could not wait, so he forcibly opened the door, and he saw that the deities were only half finished. The king decided, "Never mind, they are only half finished. I shall install these deities as they are in the temple." Since then, the three deities, Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra, are being worshipped in Jagannath Puri in India. And this car festival, Rath Yatra, takes place every year. Millions of people go to participate. So, because we have started this Krishna consciousness movement in your country, America, this car festival and Lord Chaitanya's participation in it has become one of the paraphernalias of our movement. This festival revives our Krishna consciousness of Krishna. It is an easy process for reviving mass Krishna consciousness. Therefore, if you participate in this car festival, kindly see these Jagannath deities riding on the car and the procession. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted Mahamantra, "Chant Hare Krishna," then according to our Vedic scripture, in your next life, you will go back home, back to God. So, I request you to come, see this car festival. There is no expenditure. It is simply joyful. You simply come, chant Hare Krishna, dance with us. When you are tired, we shall give you nice prasadam. So on behalf of this Krishna Conscious Society, I invite you all, boys, girls, ladies, gentlemen, take part in this car festival. I thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Rath Yatra festival ki. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Jiv ki. Gaur Premanande. Prabhupada Rath Yatra. Srila Prabhupada ki. Prabhupada Anuga Bhaktavinda ki. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Jai Jagannath. Jagannath Prasad ki. Any comment? Any sadhu make some comment? Very nice story. Wonderful. I wish we could hear Jagannath doing like that. But you are sitting here to see other things. You should see to go to Jagannath today to welcome him. He is coming. I heard only Jagannath long back, another story. You know, got angry. What? You are giving to Radha Madhav so many types of delicious food. What about me? I'm going through the field. And next day, this devotee decided, Chappanna Bhog, they call Jagannath Panda from Jagannath Puri. The cook show us exactly the way Bimala Devi, Lakshmi come personally to cook. Same old style cooking. Everything, gaja, everything. Jagannath is happy. So very nice story of Jagannath. I know Jagannath Puri, so many stories like that. Wonderful story. Here Jagannath also, so many stories. Oh, tell another story, little. One guy said, what is this Jagannath Prasad? He belongs to another religion. But other people come to take, yes, come in. Then he said, I don't like, this is not my religion. Next day he come running. What happened? He shouted, please give me Jagannath Prasad. What happened? They saw his body little deformed. What happened? He's telling, last night when I'm sleeping, I suddenly open my eyes, see in front of me one lady standing and saying to another person who looks like Balaram in the deity, he's saying, brother, this guy is a rascal. He threw Jagannath's prasad, disrespected, beating him to pulp. Then Balaram took his mace and beating him up like a dog. Say, please stop. I will never disrespect your prasad. No! You deserve it! He heard in the morning as soon as possible, brought from his field, whatever is there. Please help me, help me. What happened? What help? Not yesterday I disrespected Jagannath. Please take this one. What happened? Why? We see what Jagannath did. Baladev. They beat him up to this mess. And Subhadra is saying, this guy is a rascal, he disrespected Jagannath's brother's prasad. Beat him to pulp. And Balaram is beating. So many wonderful pastimes. We are fortunate to be ISKCON Bhakta. Previously we didn't hear all these things. There's so many things coming. Wonderful. It's a reality. People today, what is this deity? To devotee, but he is mental speculator in that case. Krishna said, Naham Prakasa Sarvasva, Prabhupada explained, I reserve the right to reveal myself to others and not. So if you have a heart like that for Jagannath,
Krishna. Exactly like this one day I am hearing. One guy in the winter night, evening, they are taking care of Jagannath, and suddenly, just started winter maybe, and suddenly he is going, he heard, "Hey, what are you doing? Nobody is there." He is just dressing Jagannath. "You are looking, you have got nice shawl on your body, wrapped up, covering your body. What about me?" He got scared. Then he brought something. And he got so scared. Went to another temple. He's gone. Jagannath is getting angry. So nice pastime. So many stories. John is stealing. Jagannath is stealing katal, jackfruit from other's house, other's garden. Taking away yogurt from a lady. She is going to sell poor lady yogurt. And Jagannath going like a prince and Balaram, "White horse, hey, I'm hungry. What is this yogurt? Give us." "Okay, I'm a poor man. Live on this. Honey, I have no money." "Okay. Take that." Earring. And next day, Panda see, there is no Jagannath's ring. Very expensive. They're looking for it. Suddenly, some or other whispering. Through the buying, they came to know one lady has got. They arrested her to give. And then Jagannath again came in a dream to king, saying, "Hey, you are arresting my devotee? She is a great devotee of mine. Why you arrest?" Then king has to, Panda has to go with, ask for forgiveness from her and say, "Please give those rings, we'll let you go." And king gave him some land. From then on, that family, that lady's descendant family, still now offering yogurt to the king, to the Jagannath. And they have got some land within Jagannath Puri compound. Jagannath, which is called Sikhetra by the king. They're enjoying and supplying regularly yogurt to Jagannath. And gave away the ring to the Pandas. So many stories. Jagannath. Jagannath is Leelamaya. Leelamaya means he does always pastime. Oh. Thank you very much. Please forgive me, I took much of your time. So you like this story? Yes? Go to Jagannath temple, then you ask them. They may know, maybe some. I'll tell you. A temple who takes care of Jagannath sometime, he will tell so many stories. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Rathyatra paper, 1972, London. Yeah, that one. Best way to push on Sankirtan. Daily devotion, meditation. Where is available? Sometime I can see?
Sure.
Later. Can you go through it? But I have got, who was lecture group? Maybe everything is there.
That
compiled together.
The lectures. But this is different, this is daily meditation. Every day, according to the calendar, you need some meditation.
Nice. She did, she did not general.